Welcome to the Well Podcast, a safe place to find health and wholeness for your body, mind, and heart. My name is Kari Davis, growing up a pastor's daughter, being widowed at 38 with three little kids, being betrayed by those close to me, and now blending my family with a man that made my heart come back to life. I know that life can change and get derailed, but come to The Well, our online wellness collaborative where you will find restoration through wellness, inner healing, faith, and freedom. In the Bible, the woman at the well went for water, but when Jesus showed up with truth and healing, she got living water. So grab your bucket, a cup will not do, and join me at the well. It's time to refill, reset, and restore. Is anyone else so excited that fall is here? Now, you probably live up north or somewhere where you actually have a fall. I am in Southwest Florida, so we do not get cool until probably the mid to end of October, where the humidity lifts. But nonetheless, I am so in the fall mood, set out my hay and my pumpkins, even though they rot. If I put them out too soon, I might have to carry them in the heat of the day. It's awful to not have that part of it. But even though we don't get that cool, crisp air and the changing leaves, I was in Ohio mid-September, and so I could kind of feel it starting. I remember the feeling of living up north. And when the leaves are turning and I can just smell that fall air, my teenagers have been going to football games, so maybe that's why it's happening. And it's just, I love this time of year up north, but I even love it in Florida because August and September are so hot. And then October comes and the humidity just lifts like a blanket is being picked up off of us about halfway through October usually. It used to be October 11th, like clockwork. But even though we don't have that amazing fall weather, we still have seasons in Florida and it still just feels different. I think that being raised in southern Minnesota, growing up in Ohio, I was around the farming industry. When you think of working so hard in the summer and then the harvest is in the fall, it's really just a time to collect, to get ready for the winter. Up north, it would have been so cold in the winter, but we kind of do the opposite in Florida. We are prepared for opening up all the windows, and even though it's a different season life, it brings in all the feels just the same. We have already scheduled our holiday plans, which is like a miracle. We are having everyone to our house. And my husband Bobby loves to cook, and I love to decorate the table and get everything ready and host, and I love that he cooks. I don't put my hand in a turkey's butt. That's what my children say about me cooking Thanksgiving dinner. But now I have this wonderful man who does, and it's going to be all the fall things, and I'm so excited. The pumpkins are out. It's a wonderful time of the year. That being said, at the same time that we start thinking about the holidays and gift giving, and I have two children with significant birthdays this fall. My son will be 18 in November, and my daughter will be 16 and driving in December. So between having our blended family of five kids and all the people and all the holidays, and we're both traditionalists, it gets a little bit crazy, so I always try to be a little bit extra prepared. So I want to talk about three ways that you can have the healthiest fall that you've ever had. Now, you might be wondering, well, why does that really matter? It's all about Halloween candy and holidays, and this is the time to just eat all the things, right? But the thing is, right now in September, October, it's important, I think, to build a really good, solid foundation holistically for your body, your mind, and your heart, to be prepared for all the fun times. I am all for having all the food, all the fun things. The kids think that I've lost my mind because I do let them eat way more candy than they should at Halloween. I mean, it's all about balance, right? And my husband makes waffles out of stuffing after the holidays and makes like kind of like a chicken fried steak, but with the turkey, like deep fries the turkey. And then we put maple syrup over it, like this chicken and waffle type of thing with maple syrup. I mean, we go all out. But that being said, I want to enjoy those things. So I don't want to be doing that all the time because the way that my body works and my gut works, that would not feel good if I was doing too much of that. So I'm just kind of thinking right now of preparation, not for winter the way that if I was that I was living off of the land, but in a way that I'm building a foundation for my family, I'm building a foundation in my body so that I don't hit January 1st and feel disgusting, have gained 10 pounds. The 1 year that chocolate wine came out, my girlfriends and I drank all of the chocolate wine, and by New Year's Eve, we looked like little chipmunks. So it's just about finding some balance for me. I don't think that there's really any such thing as balance in like your schedule, because I think everything has a season and everything ebbs and flows. But when it's coming to this season of the year, I do think it's really important to be prepared for it so that you enjoy all of the things and you don't have that after holiday hangover of like, oh my gosh, I gained 15 pounds. My family walked all over me. I'm emotionally spent. I'm crippled with anxiety. I just feel absolutely like my butt has been kicked by the holiday season. I think we've all been there. I remember one of my first couple Christmases as a mom, the kids, you could buy kids so many presents that are so cheap. So they had like 20 presents to open between all the family members. And they were laying in their beds, had so much sugar, and were laying in their beds crying, "Mommy, you just made us open presents all day." And I was like, this is not what motherhood is meant to be. I was devastated. All the outfits and all the gifts and all the decorations and all the food were completely worth nothing because there was no boundary set for a healthy holiday. So this is not Mardi Gras for the holidays. Let's decide how we're going to do the fall and the holidays so that we are healthy and enjoy every second. So here's three tips. The first one is to keep your trash bucket low. Okay, remember around the well when we talk about the trash bucket, it is just that toxic load, those chemicals, those things that are fake, your products, your food, your thoughts, everything that is toxic to you. That if you eat it, you know you're gonna feel like junk. If you watch a show that you know is super negative, it's going to make you feel awful in your heart the next day. If you get too stressed out and yell at your kids, you're going to feel miserable the next day. If you have been, drinking diet soda and tons of stuff with chemicals, you just know that you're going to get that headache or you're going to have to almost detox when you quit drinking it. So what is it that you feel really ready to keep out of your trash bucket right now? Okay, it might be different things for different people. For me, I know after having COVID this fall or earlier this fall, end of the summer, I know that I'm still a little susceptible to a lot of inflammation in my body. So I'm still eating really clean. Now, again, that doesn't mean that I've never have a dessert or never have anything bad, I'm air quoting, or fun, I'm air quoting. I'm not meaning. Go listen to the episode on intuitive eating. I think that you should still have something that you want, but notice how it feels in your body. That's what intuitive eating is. So be extra mindful of that right now to set a really good foundation going into the fall. If you're eating a lot of really great foods right now, then you're going to be able to enjoy some snacks, enjoy some of the parties of the holidays, enjoy some Christmas cocktails or whatever it is that you like, but you're not adding it on top of an already full trash bucket. Okay? So if you need some help cleaning up your products, cleaning up your skincare, there's many coaches at The Well that can help you do that. So go to thewell.com. And press on the free quiz at the top. Tell us a little bit about what you're struggling with, and we can get you some resources for that. So, a couple really easy ways to keep your trash bucket low of your toxic load is to diffuse essential oils rather than filling your house with all the fall candles. Yes, Don't kill me. My mother is like, this is where I draw the line, Kari. I will have all the pumpkin candles. If that is something that is your non-negotiable, okay, but maybe limit it or maybe put them in an area where you're not sleeping and breathing in those synthetics all night. Candles are one of the main ways that we get a lot of fake fragrance, and it really affects our emotions and it really affects our toxic load. And so maybe if you have a child who's asthmatic or if you have some respiratory issues in your house, maybe just cut back on it a little bit. We don't even realize how much those fragrances affect us. For me, I get raging headaches, so I can't even have them. And so diffusing essential oils that are also not synthetic, but really high quality and really great, is so fun to make blends. So like gingers and cinnamons and cloves and wild orange and, oh my gosh, all of the yummy scents you can still have in your house, but do it in a non-toxic way. The second thing is just in the whole household, just think of having a low sugar month in October, okay? Just think of, we're going to have some candy around at the end of the month, and that's going to be really super fun, so let's not be having dessert every night right now, or let's just be limiting it. It's really great. I think for our kids, it's helped the most by just helping them think like, oh, I've already had something sugary today, so I'm good with that, right? It's not that they can never have it. I'll let them, you know, mix some juices with LaCroix at dinner, or we'll have a little scoop of ice cream after dinner, but it's not the soda out to eat, and then the dessert, and then the everything, okay? So it's not to make it this awful rule. It's just to, like, just set some little boundaries with it. And then just eating real food will really, really clean out. If you're just eating really great balanced macros of a protein and some complex carbs and some healthy fats for your brain, just start to eat a breakfast that's really, really balanced, really high in healthy fats and protein, and just notice how you feel and be like, oh, I do feel really great when I have a couple eggs, you know, that are really good quality eggs, and some toast that's multigrain or sprouted wheat with some avocado and everything bagel seasoning is the trick. Just notice how you feel. And you're just going to be shocked that the more that you set this foundation, you're not going to feel as good when you have the sugary and the fake things, the diet sodas, the junk food. You're not going to feel as good. So just be checking in with your body now rather than waiting to do this at the first of the year. Okay? And then just pick a way to sweat those toxins out. Is it walking? Is it going for a bike ride? Is it having a dance party? Nothing will break a good sweat like a dance party in the living room on a Friday night. If you don't have youngins around you, borrow some, right? Just like, there's nothing like just sweating it out. So get your trash bucket full. See, I love using that analogy because you can imagine that in your mind. Like, oh yeah, I have been using tons of fragrance, tons of candles right now, rubbing lotion all over myself that is tons of fragrance and isn't clean products. I have been eating really bad. I'm back to drinking diet soda at work, right? Once you start to take a little mental inventory, you're like, oh, maybe my trash bucket is pretty full right now, and maybe this would help. So don't stress yourself out. Don't do everything at once. Just make a little mental inventory and think of that trash bucket. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is set boundaries. So this to you might be like, I don't even know what she means by boundaries. Go back again. There's other episodes about setting boundaries on this podcast because to me it is life. It is so important. But when my kids were little, I tried to see how many things I could put on the plate for the holidays. I'm going to be the room mom, volunteer in all the classrooms, do the church Christmas program, I would lead worship at the Christmas Eve service. We would do a bunch of extra music for that. I want my house decorated to the nines. Even though I have little kids, I still want it to look like a Pinterest board. So I'm going to kill myself on that. And I'm going to want all matching wrapping paper. The kids, I need to clear out all of their rooms before even the holidays come. So I have to schedule, you know, be organizing so that we can expect this influx of new toys or new clothes or whatever it is. And I absolutely killed myself. I would end up by Christmas Eve to have laryngitis and be so sick that I couldn't sing. I would usually get a fever blister because you always know when I'm stressed out because it shows on my face, on a big red blister on my chin. And I would just feel so depleted. And I'm like, but I love Christmas and my mom always made it so magical. And that's what I want to do for my kids. Why do I feel so out of control? And it was just because I hadn't decided what I was going to do. I just said yes to everything. So remember that no is a complete sentence. This year might be the year that you say, I'm not hosting the holiday. Right? For me, this is a great year to do it because we are going to have family in town and everyone's coming up and I'm already preparing for it, so I'm not stressed out. But if that feels really overwhelming, hostessing is not for everyone. And just acknowledge that in yourself and either ask for more help or say that you're not able to do it this year. Nobody's going to die if we change family plans. If there has been something in your family that has exhausted you for years, this is the year to say no. Also set some boundaries with your budget. If this time of year just financially just wrecks your heart because you know that you didn't prepare for it, you say every year that you're going to set aside $20 a week or whatever for Christmas and you didn't do it again. If this just brings up all kinds of financial stress right now today, sit down with your partner and decide what you're going to spend. And if that means you don't go out a lot this month, you know, you have time as of right now. There's still time. If we were having this conversation in December, it'd be too late, right? You have to just emergency buy everything on Amazon. But you know all those little holiday things that add up. Getting the Christmas tree and going back for lights three times that don't work on the tree and all those little expenses. So keep track of what you spend in Christmas cards and Christmas pictures, all the little things. Keep track of what you're spending so that next year you are setting that boundary that things are not going to be out of control financially from here on out. And you might just be one of those people that are like, well, if I don't know it, then I'll just forget about it and we'll deal with it again next year. But that is what is creating anxiety in your body, is that you know that you're not prepared for it, and so it's already starting. So I know that this episode is going to trigger a lot of you, but I've been there, I've done it, I still do it in many ways, and I'm preaching to myself, and I hope that we can be there for each other. The other part of setting boundaries is checking in with your thoughts. What are those toxic thoughts? Remember, that's part of what keeps the trash bucket low, is acknowledging those toxic thoughts coming in and deciding if they're true or false. And if they are false, they need to go in the real garbage. So what family member triggers you? What sister-in-law always looks you up and down and makes you feel like your kids are always in trouble? Or what uncle is going to say awkward things and is going to make, right? We all have it, you guys. We all have it. I was raised in a wonderful, wonderful Christian family, and we all have it. We're humans. We're messy. This is a very hard time for so many families because our country is so polarized right now about COVID and about politics and about shots and all the things. So protect your heart. Learn how to put that bubble around your heart. You will not be able to be affected in the same way as you were last year and the year before that and the year before that and the year before that. Go back to those affirming truths. What is true about you? What is true about you and your family? The things that you're struggling with, the things that you're working on. And not everybody gets to know everything that's going on. Don't be an open book if it's not a safe place. Set those boundaries around your heart for the holidays so that it can be about God coming to save us. That's what Christmas is supposed to be about, right? It can be about Him. It can be about your family. It can be about quality time. And it's about the right things. So what needs to go in your schedule, in your budget, and in your heart? And I'm not kidding. It's like gearing up for war is too strong of a word, but it's like it is gearing up for a big workout. Let's put it that way. especially for parents, financially and scheduling, and it's added on top of all the fall sports and all the activities, all the things at school. The kids have big workloads at school. If you don't have children, you still probably have work parties and all of the things. It's for everyone. This does not, the holiday, good stress and bad stress, is not selective. It picks everyone. Okay? So go through your calendar, write down what's important, and set those boundaries in your heart, in your budget, and in your calendar. The third thing is just like a big deep breath. Just savor every moment. Whatever you have to do for self-care, go for a walk, clear your head, and just say, no, this is what I want this day to be like. This is what I want to be present with. Whatever age the child is, a grandchild or a child or a spouse or a sister or a mom, whoever you're really wanting to connect with this holiday season, it is not going to happen unless you make it happen. We know how things get derailed, and they're going to get derailed. Somebody's going to burn the pies, and somebody's going to say something rude, and the kids are going to get sick. Without fail, something happens around the holidays, right? Something's going to happen, but just prepare your heart for your intention to be closer, to connect with the real reason for Christmas, and to make a mental list of those people that you're really missing, that maybe you didn't get to see a lot during COVID. Maybe there's been a strain on that relationship, and that you want right now to have those conversations, to savor those relationships and to make them right to prepare for the holiday season. Okay? Set traditions. If there is something that you have always wanted to do, oh my gosh, I always wanted to bake Christmas cookies with my neighbor kids, whatever it is. I always wanted to drive around and look at lights. Every single year we say that we're going to decorate the tree together and then you guys don't come down and then I do it by myself, right? Oh, just me? Whatever it is, set the expectation for the family or for the friends. Make the request. Do it in time where everyone's on board, where everyone understands the invitation. Okay? It's not a guilt trip request. It's an invitation. I would love to do this with you. You mean so much to me. We're going to do this. And then make your schedule. I had the sweetest friend when I was a young mom that scheduled out everything, and I thought it was like bondage. I was like, oh my gosh, I just could never be that scheduled. But now looking back, she has all of these memories and did like the 12 days of Christmas with a different event, and some of them were really simple, and some of them required getting some supplies like Grinch ice cream shakes that she would put green food coloring in or whatever it was. Hopefully there's a non-synthetic way of doing that. but these wonderful memories. So pick the ones that are super duper easy. Last year, we did minute to win it games. All supplies were just stuff in the house. It was like cotton balls were snowballs, and we would, with chopsticks, put them in a bowl. I mean, the simplest, dumbest things. But that is where memories are made. And there's so many fun things on Pinterest. Don't let Pinterest make you feel less than. Just pick some things that are easy and fun. Don't do it just to post it on social media. Do it for your people. Savor everything. Pick those relationships. Pick those traditions. Pick that time that you're going to spend and set the expectation for your family. Don't have all these expectations, mom, like tucked in your heart, and you don't tell anyone, and then you set it up to fail because your husband wasn't even going to be home or he didn't know you were doing it that night, and now you're mad that he came home late, okay? Set the expectation. Set the boundary. Set it up for success, okay? So your body, your mind, and your heart. Your trash bucket, your boundaries, and you're savoring these things in your heart. I hope that the fall is amazing. I'm preaching to myself because I want all the calm, all the family things, all the good smells, all of the campfires when it's not 99 degrees in Florida. I hope that you have a super fun, healthy, happy fall, and please visit thewellteam.com for lots of fall diffuser recipes. Go to thewellteam.com/community and make sure that you're on the email list so that you get all of the yummy fall stuff that we'll be sending out. Happy fall, y'all. I hope that you are feeling refilled after being at the Well podcast. Please take a second and fill out a review. This is the only way that we know if you're enjoying the podcast and what you're enjoying about it. Also, subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. And we would love to have you in our Facebook community group. The link is in each episode. We are better together at the Well.